Previously on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
We're done!
Jason, and your name?
It'd be in your best interest to stay away from him.
Did Zane set Arendoyle on fire?
No.
Who did?
Lord Barhawk.
I don't want an apology. I just want to hear the truth. One must not partake within the boundaries of natural life. Prior families can still exist. Newer families cannot exist. Doesn't that seem a bit harsh?
It hurts knowing that I lost you just because I was being selfish.
I thought I could do this. I don't know.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
These days I keep finding myself coming back to the church. It's funny. I think I forgot how much comfort I took in God. Back home I often prayed for a miracle. Something to save my family from its eventual ruin. Now I come for clarity. It's quiet here. Great for thinking. He really didn't do it. I don't know what I was expecting him to say. Not only did he not do it, but he was attacked. Lord Barhawk tried to kill him. But why wouldn't he tell me all of this before? Surely if he told me, this conflict could have been avoided. Still, I accused him blindly. He trusted me. He opened up to me. He told me about his guilt, and I used it against him. How could I be so cruel? He's seen things I've never seen in my life. He's from a completely different world. But he lied to me. He hurt me. How can I forgive him if the wounds still hurt? I looked into the eyes of Inyo. Ever since that day, she's been silent. It's all too much to process. I can't think straight. It was Zane, kneeling before Minervia.
My goddess, the last time I truly spoke to you like this, I asked for a love such as yours. A true and eternal love, as she was the only love I ever knew. Was I not deserving of it? If so, I can understand. The blood on my hands runs deep. I am the cause of so much destruction and pain for so many people. I was taught this. This is all I've ever known. Fear is the only means to power. I deserve everything that's happening to me. But I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be the villain. My goddess, I beg of thee. I've tried endlessly to atone for my sins. I've done everything I can. Yet it all seems to be for naught. I told her the truth. I can't even recognize myself anymore. I look too much like my father. Will my efforts be worth anything in the end? Am I doing this all only to be hated? To be killed? I'm doing this for the good of the people. It's always been for them. But the universe just seems to be taking and taking and taking, and I can't take it anymore. What else do I have left? What else can be taken?
I don't understand what I'm even fighting for. I don't understand why I need to keep going. I should have known from the start that it was useless. Things will never change. What more can I do? My divine, I don't think I can keep doing this. If you could offer me a sign to tell me that there is a greater purpose or that I'm going in the right direction, please, anything. I'm begging you.
It was silent. Of course it was. I don't know why I expected anything else. I shouldn't be crying. My tears won't be worth anything. Not in anyone's eyes.
I couldn't keep my eyes off of him as he sobbed quietly. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I can say anything. He looks like he's in so much pain. Is it my fault? Did I do this to him? No, it can't be that black and white. There's too many things going on for me to judge. Even if I love him, I can't be his savior. I can't be the only thing he has. It's unhealthy. Goddess, what am I going to do?
I stared blankly at the wall in my office, my eyes running up and down the detailing. My mind is empty. There's nothing to say. What? I know you want to say something.
I'm not saying anything.
What? You're afraid you'll hurt my feelings?
No.
Then say it.
Why? It's not like you're going to listen to me.
You don't have anything to say that's worth listening to.
Then I won't say it at all.
Fine, then.
You really disappointed me, Zane.
When have I ever sought your praise?
I'm just saying. I expected something different from you. Instead, you placed all your happiness in a single girl. And broke down when she couldn't handle it.
That's not what happened.
It seems like it to me.
It's beyond her at this point. I said what I needed to say to her.
Then why are you so upset?
Leave me alone.
No. I'm sick of the self-pity.
Then stop paying attention.
You don't think I haven't tried? I'm practically drowning in your tears.
Stop that.
Stop what?
Mocking me.
I'm not mocking you.
Yes, you are. Leave me alone.
What are you going to do if I don't? Kill me?
Why are you like this?
You trapped me here. You have to deal with me.
Oh, don't worry. I regret it every day.
Poor you. You have the power of a god running through your veins. You're such a victim.
Stop it!
Poor little Zane. If only you made better decisions.
Dear God, can you stop talking for once in your fucking life? What?
Your Highness?
Prince Aspen, my apologies, please. Come in. I didn't know you were still in DuPont.
I just returned. I've come with news.
Have you now?
Your Highness, have you received word from your mercenaries?
None at all. They're late.
A few days ago, there was a break-in in our dungeon. It seems that our prisoner escaped with some assistance. I believe their mission was successful.
Oh, that's quite a relief to hear.
Indeed. It was a small win on our end, but a win nonetheless. Your Highness, are you all right? I thought I heard you yelling before I came in, and I don't mean to offend, but you look a bit, disheveled.
I'm fine, Prince Aspen. Thank you for your concern. Things have just been very stressful as of recent. I'm sure you understand.
Of course, but you mustn't make that an excuse for your actions.
Excuse me?
Your Highness, you hate being compared to your father, do you not?
Well, yes.
But you are acting just like him. Your Highness, might I offer you a bit of advice?
I'm sorry?
I've been in a similar position to you. It may do you some good.
Go ahead.
I'm sure you're aware that my family isn't the most functional. When I was younger, it was constant chaos. Everyone fought and screamed all the time, but to the public eye, nothing was amiss. I didn't get much attention from my family, and I began to develop some issues with controlling my anger. I hated the world for putting me in the position I'm in. I thought it was so unfair that I had no control. I took my frustrations out on people undeserving of it. People feared me, and I slowly became isolated from everyone I cared about. However, I knew that wasn't acceptable. I had to be strong to protect my sister. So I realized this, and this is something that I live by daily. There will be many instances and situations where you will lack control. It's something you'll need to accept. However, the one thing you do have control over is your reaction. Only you dictate your attitude.
That's an interesting outlook to have, Prince Aspen.
Please, there's no need for formalities. Aspen is fine.
Zane.
I don't know if I'm just speaking for myself here, but the lack of control was what frustrated me the most. Accepting it is freeing, in a way. It provides a different perspective to the situation. And that new perspective possibly provides solutions to other issues.
I see your point.
We're doing all that we can to prevent this marriage from occurring. I'd like to see you in good health as we do so.
Of course, Aspen. Thank you.
Anytime, Zane.
Hey there, you are listening to episode 22 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. And this is the Act 2 finale. So welcome, you made it. I'm so proud of you, I'm so proud of me. We made it to April. Like I said, this is the finale, so I just want to give props to everyone who comes together to make this. This is an episode I hold very near and dear to my heart, and I cried while making it for a lot of reasons. But I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do. And again, props to my amazing voice actors, because you got to realize that we do this at home, away from each other. So when they're recording their lines for this show, they're not even talking to the other person, but they still make it sound so good. I also want to give a shout out to, hold on, I have the name, Nick Simon Adams, but I used three songs of theirs. Absolutely beautiful music, and I really got to give a shout out. I really put the thing together, really heartfelt. So thank you. And a shout out to Freesound for carrying this project. Since this is the Act 2 finale, we're going to take some time off, and I'm hoping it's just a month, but it could be more, but we will be back, and I will give you my word. I keep my word. I don't like leaving things unfinished, so we will be back. And if you want to see what's going on or just want some updates, you can follow us on our social media. That's Chapter 15 Studios, Instagram, TikTok, CH15 Studios, Twitter. I've been using the Twitter a lot more recently, Again, you can always look at our website. I think I'm going to give her a little makeover. Because when Act 3 comes, everything's going to get a new polish. That means new cover, new story arc. And then that'll be it for us. And I don't want to keep you too long. And I should let you get back to the rest of the episode. And that's what I'm going to do. Thank you so much. And I'll see you this summer. All right. Bye-bye.
I have to make a decision. Dear goddess, I have to make a decision. I don't know if I'm ready or not. I don't know if I can describe the way I'm feeling. It's all just this big knot that I don't want to untangle. He sounded so broken, like he's giving up. My heart hurts. I think I've done something horrible, but at the time it felt like the right thing to do. I felt used and lied to and invaded. But why would I jump to conclusions so easily? Why did I feel the need to think something so terrible of him? Wouldn't that make me like everybody else? I love him. I really do, so why is this so difficult? Why are you here?
You seem to ask that question a lot, Annie. You know, I'm free to roam wherever around the city I'd like.
Aren't you a traveling performer?
And what about it?
Shouldn't you be traveling then? Away from here?
Well, there aren't many places to perform right now. We booked once the festival season starts again.
Then you should go practice. Away from me.
But how am I to leave you alone when you look so sad?
It's none of your concern.
I'm concerned for you. All that sadness isn't very good for your heart.
My heart is just fine, thank you very much.
Is it the prince?
Why would it be the prince?
You're friends with him, are you not?
I work for him. That's all.
But you don't. You work for the queen.
I'm a maid, remember?
Oh, right, my mistake. It's nice to see that the rain stopped.
It looks like it'll start again any minute.
Well, we can't think so pessimistically now. We don't know what Rynuk has in store for the rest of the summer.
Who said I'm being pessimistic? Rain isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Maybe not for you. But it'll ruin the crops coming in. We might have another famine on our hands if it keeps up.
That would be bad. I feel like I'm playing some sort of game with him, but I don't know why.
So, Annie, tell me this. Why would a maid go to the New Year's festival with her boss?
There it is again. How does he know these things, and why does he care so much? I don't know. I didn't do that.
Oh, don't play coy with me, Annie. I can pick your pretty face out of any crowd. The prince, too.
Why?
The dancers do a lot of choreography based on myths. The royal family is easily connected to the gods.
Are they now?
Of course. Did you know that Demetrius himself came down to Gaia to offer King Zephyro I a throne?
Did he?
Yes. They say he was very particular on how he chose who would rule. Anyways, this is all to say that my troop does a lot of research on the Daemontes. It's very easy to find one, if you know what you're looking for.
What am I looking for?
Well, the black hair, although very iconic, is more common amongst other people. The eyes, however, are much rarer. Green is one thing. Sage is another. A combination of the two is a surefire way to tell. So you don't have to lie to me. I know it was him. It is quite peculiar, though, such a lowly maid running around with the prince. It makes me wonder what you two were doing. How could the two of you become friends? Or is it that the two of you are more than friends? Did he do something? Could that be what's getting you down?
are you?
What do you mean?
Who are you? And why are you here? And why are you following me all the time?
I'm a friend.
No, you're not. You're something else. You're hiding something.
Do you want the truth?
Of course I do.
I'm the hero. I'm going to win.
What? Hero? What are you talking about?
I can't say much more.
Hero? What kind of nonsense is that? Are you going to slay the dragon? Where's your villain? No, you're kidding me.
Listen, Annie.
Stay away from me! People are looking at us. I'm causing a scene.
I am on your side, Annie. You deserve better than him.
Don't look at me, do not speak to me, and don't ever come near me again. How dare he? A complete stranger come in my life to... what? To hurt me? To hurt Zane? To be another one of those ignorant people who paint him as a villain? It's not true. They don't know anything. It's just propaganda that the people feed into. They need someone to blame for their problems, and they go after the one who wants to save them. I know he isn't perfect, but he's trying so much harder than anyone else. More than the king himself. What is he doing? What does Jason have up his sleeve? Why did I have to get dragged in? Contractual obligations of a remnant mercenary to the Kingdom of DuPont. Draft. Who would send me this? See revision on page 3, subsection B. I've read most of this before in Zane's office. Did he send this to me? Courtship, marriage, and anything of that nature will be permitted for a remnant mercenary, so long as obligation to the crown remains first and foremost. Distractions will not be tolerable, although may be excused depending on the urgency of a situation. He changed the rule? Because of what I said? Or is it because of Jacob? He thinks I'm still in love with Jacob. Because I believe Jacob over him. And I blamed him. I told him he tore us apart. So he's permitting it now. He loves me that much that he'd do that. Even after he cried to me and told me that he can't bear to see me away from him. He'd make it so I can be with Jacob? I don't want Jacob! I don't! I didn't know real love with him! Only Zane. Always Zane. I miss him. I want to see him. It hurts more to be away from him than it does to be with him. I've made my decision. Where else could he possibly be? He can't be far. It's unlike him to leave his office during the evening. Okay. I'm going to find him. music? Is it... Zane, the piano, he's in his smoke room. I can't let my anxiety get a hold of me now. Zane? I've come to talk. Goddess, I'm so sorry, Zane. You rewrote the contract. You did it so fast. Why? I already know the answer. I see. I looked over at the piano, seeing the familiar bouquet of pink roses I bought him the other day. They flourished in a new vase, tied together with a golden ribbon. Even now, he's thinking about me. I've never been good at the piano. My mother taught me a few things back when we spent time at the town hall. But Zane's skill is far superior. His silence scares me.
Scoot closer. I'll handle the high end.
It felt like we were talking. Not with our voices, but the piano. I could feel his range of emotions with each key he played. I could feel his pain through each key as they rang out slowly. This song, our song, it encompasses everything that we need to say. This is my answer to you, Zane DeMonte. You're a good person. Flawed, but we all have our flaws. Even now, you're vying for my happiness. This contract isn't what I'm after. Jacob isn't what I'm after. You've got it all wrong. You're what I'm after. I was blinded by my own ignorance. It's something that will never happen again.
I didn't know you could play the piano.
I can't. I was just following your lead.
I didn't say you could play well.
Hey!
So, this is it, isn't it?
What is?
Did you read the revision I sent you?
I did.
I plan on having them re-sign it after they return. Whatever course of action you decide to take, I will accept.
Zane.
I'm sorry. I put you through that, really. I love and admire you so dearly. But I didn't do things right. I took you from someone you loved. If you're genuinely happy with him, then I want you to be with him. I hope that he can treat you well and keep you happy. Make sure that he makes time for you and that he takes you to nice places. If he doesn't, make sure to let me know. I won't allow him to treat you poorly. Lillian?
Please. Not like this.
What do you mean?
I don't want this, Zane.
I don't understand.
I don't want to be with Jacob.
What?
I want to be with you.
You?
Yes.
With me? I thought
that... No, I'm here because I want you.
But I thought...
I just wanted honesty.
But Jacob...
Zane, I fell in love with you first. So please, can we end this?
If I'm what makes you happy, then yes.
You are. Don't worry.
Dear, I've done nothing but worry.
Then worry no longer. I'm here. The sky was dark. The summer storm has finally passed. It was late now. I don't know how much time has passed. I don't think it really matters. I'm finally back with the person I love. Time can pass all at once. Zane?
Yes?
Just tonight. Can we stay like this? The festival, the ball, the new year, my birthday. Even now, I still see the beautiful face of the man I love, smiling away. If this is what love is, I'd suffer for all eternity just to feel this one moment.
Oui. Mon amour.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios, starring Eric Smith as Zane DeMonte, Julia Orsborn as Rillianne Duvon, and Chara Lynn as Seoko Kina. Featured roles in today's episode: Ranger H. Fox as Argus, Michael Naiman as Aspen, and Cassius Hodges as Jason. He Who Forsakes the Crown will return this summer with its third and final act. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. Thank you.
King of the Abyss. For mortals, I do weep, but not for this. They do not understand. I may be able to fight, scar, deceive, manipulate. However, that's my only plight, to crack, shatter, and break. Do not follow me. I do not want you to suffer. For these mortals you do not see, they're not what they appear to be. We must part. For now, I mustn't find art. For the two of us, we have different hearts.